Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature the men of Motown. This half hour, we'll hear from Lionel Richie, David Ruffin, his older brother Jimmy Ruffin, DeBarge, Michael Jackson, Marvin Gaye, Barrett Strong, and Boyz II Men. Well, first up this half hour, Lionel Richie with a pretty song, Love Will Conquer All, right here on Motown.
Here we are. Out here, me and you, reaching out to each other is all that we can do. Here we stand, trying not to fall. There's no need to worry.
Yesterday my life was filled with sadness. for more. I had accepted my life to be just a bore. All I did was sit at home and watch and search for tomorrow. Yes, I did, ha, that shone over the dark hill.
Some searching, though I don't succeed. But someone's love, there's a growing need. All is lost, there's no place for beginning. All that's left is an unhappy ending. Now what becomes of the
Jimmy Ruffin with his first top 40 song, What Becomes of the Broken Hearted, and then reached number 7 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1966. He had 8 charting songs altogether, and he's the older brother of David Ruffin, who sang I'm So Glad I Fell For You, which reached number 53 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1969, and the Hal Davis singers playing background vocals of that song. And we started with Lionel Richie and Love Will Conquer All, number 9 from 1986. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring the men of Motown. Well, coming up, DeBarge with Rhythm of the Night. Well, Rhythm of the Night was released on February 23rd, 1985, and it was written by Diane Warren. It was a single from their fourth studio album called Rhythm of the Night, and the song is said to have jump-started the career of songwriter Diane Warren. Rhythm of the Night was the biggest hit ever recorded by DeBarge. Well, by 1985, DeBarge had come pop and rhythm blues sensations with mostly ballads. Well, Motown wanted to produce DeBarge with a dance single to give them a bigger crossover success that mirrored that of label mate Lionel Richie, who, like DeBarge, had created his initial fan base on soft songs before the release of Lionel's All Night Long, All Night. Well, the release of Rhythm of the Night coincided with the release of the Motown film entitled The Last Dragon, which featured the song as part of its soundtrack. The free publicity on the song and the soundtrack and the movie itself helped boost its popularity. Well, here is DeBarge with Rhythm of the Night right here on Motown.
When it feels like the world is on your shoulders and all of the madness has got you going crazy, it's time to get out, step out into the street where all of the action is right there.
The rhythm of the night. song? Email Tom at MotorMemories@yahoo.com.
Michael Jackson with Just a Little Bit of You, and they reached number 23 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1975, and we started with DeBarge and Rhythm of the Night, number 3 from 1985. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and this hour, we're featuring the men of Motown. Well, coming up, the smash hit from Marvin Gaye, heard through the grapevine, right here on Motown Memories.
Money.
Hometown Memories.
Hometown Memories.
Today.
And I'll take with me the memories to be my sunshine and the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye.
Boys to Men with It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday, and I reached number one in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1992. Before that, Barrett Strong and Money, That's What I Want, number 23 from 1960. And we start with Marvin Gaye and his smash hit, I Heard Through the Grapevine, number one from 1968. Well, this hour, we featured the Men of Motown.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.